Economic feasibility of wind microturbines in Costa Rica, multivariable assessment of technical, economic and regulatory factors. By Rosa Matarita Chaves, Gustavo Richmond Navarro, Victor Cespedes Cordero, and Maximino Jimenez Ceciliano. Abstract. Objective. This study is aimed at identifying the economic and legal factors that have an impact on the profitability of installing small-scale commercial wind turbines at different locations in Costa Rica to determine their economic viability. Methodology. Historical wind speed data from 36 meteorological stations of the Instituto Meteorológico Nacional de Costa Rica, recorded at 10 meters above the ground, was used and modeled at 15, 20, 25, and 30 meters above the ground. Using 18 histograms similar to the Weibull distribution, wind power generation was calculated using the power curves of three commercial wind turbines, estimating the annual energy production for each combination of location, turbine, and height. The best combinations were selected, and the expected economic savings were calculated using the average electricity tariff in the country. The economic evaluation included net present value and internal rate of return. Results. The analysis revealed that of the 36 locations evaluated, 18 could be modeled at different heights. Of these, 9 locations had turbine and height combinations that were economically and legally viable, with maximum annual savings of $1,514. However, for 9 additional locations, installation was not economically feasible due to the characteristics of wind resource and current cost of electricity. Conclusions. The profitability of small-scale wind turbines in Costa Rica is achieved at heights of 30 meters in specific locations in which technical, economic, and regulatory factors align, enabling the extrapolation of these findings to support decentralized energy planning decisions.